5.2, court titles for local jurisdictions. Well, I already mentioned one example of this being New York, that New York titles its court quite differently than most states do. Most states have a trial court that is named something like district court, probably the most common is district court, superior court, supreme court for New York, circuit court sometimes. Hawaii, for instance, their trial court, I believe, is the circuit court. Then they have an appellate level court. It is usually called the Court of Appeals. And so the Colorado Court of Appeals, the Nebraska Court of Appeals, the Georgia Court of Appeals, and so forth. And then they have their highest court, which is almost always called the Supreme Court, the Oregon Supreme Court, the California Supreme Court. And, of course, New York and I believe Connecticut may, too, play with that name for their highest court. But when we say a state Supreme Court, in most cases we're talking about the highest court in that jurisdiction, in that state. We have a court structure flowchart in the textbook in this section. You should take the time to fill that out. Ask your instructor to make sure that you have the title of your court there. I should mention, for those of you in Nevada, there is now a Court of Appeals, even though we mentioned here there was no state Court of Appeals. That has now been superseded. They just recently added a Court of Appeals to Nevada. So it took a long time for them to do that. It had been voted down many times by voters, but that meant that every appeal had to go straight from the trial court to the state Supreme Court, and that was just a ridiculous circumstance. So they now have an appellate court in Nevada. We do have links for you for court links for all states. That should help you in terms of understanding and identifying the structure within your state. Spend some time there. We have some court structure terminology here for you again. We've repeated it here. That's because it's very important. And finally, your commonly asked questions and your exercises. Make sure you go through those. They're not there to punish you. They're there to help you. We hope you take advantage of those before moving on to Chapter 6.